Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Good evening. It's time for another bedtime story with
Tom Sawyer.
And we are reading The Merry Adventures of Robin Hood by Howard Pyle. This is Chapter 9, The Tanner of Blythe.
Blythe?
Oh. It was May, and the day was warm and humid. Most of the band were scattered through the forest on one mission or another. A few men lay lazily in the shade of the greenwood tree with Robin. There was great Little John, with limbs as tough as an oak. There was Will Stutely, whose face was brown as a berry from the sun and wind. There was Will Scathelock, who ran as swiftly as a deer. And there was young David of Doncaster, who was almost the size of Little John, although his beard was only fuzz. Suddenly Robin hit his knee. "We have no Lincoln green cloth in our storeroom," he cried. "Move yourself, Little John. Get straight to Hugh Longshanks of Ancaster and tell him to send us 400 yards of cloth. Perhaps the journey will take some of the fat of lazy living at our dear sheriff's off your bones." "I am not that fat that I could not still hold my footing on a narrow bridge against any yeoman," replied Little John. At this everyone laughed, for they all remembered the tale of how Robin and Little John had met. Robin then left them and entered the forest. He stopped at a huge rock, which had a room cut into it, and a locked oaken door closing it off. This room was the hiding place for the band's money. Robin took out a bag of gold and gave it to Little John, who strapped it onto his broad belt. Then Little John took his 7-foot staff in his hand and set forth into the forest. He took the leafy path that led to Fosse Way until he came to where the path branched. Here, Little John stopped and rested his chin on his staff. One path led to Ancaster and Duty, and the other to the Blue Boar. He chose the Blue Boar, thinking he would rise early the next day and make up for lost time. Now, Arthur of Bland, the tanner or leather worker of Blythe, was passing through Nottingham on his way home. He was a champion wrestler. He also had a taste for deer, and though he had no bow, he crept through the underbrush, hoping to spot a herd through the leaves. When Little John heard the leaves around him rustling, he thought it must be some knave after free deer meat. He stepped forward, challenging Arthur of Bland to a fight with the staff. They attacked each other with loud cries. News had reached Robin that Little John was heading towards the inn instead of going straight to Ancaster. Angered by this, Robin set forth at dawn to seek Little John and tell him how he felt. Suddenly, Robin stopped along the path and listened. "That is Little John's voice, and he sounds angry," he said. Robin feared that Little John had been attacked by the king's rangers. He forgot his own anger, and as he moved quickly through the thicket towards the voices. In a clearing, he saw the tanner and Little John fighting like two great bulls. Little John was the slower, for he was rusty from his stay at the sheriff's house. If Little John had had his strength, it would have been all over for strong Arthur. But as it was, Arthur dealt a blow that put Little John flat on the ground and sent his staff flying from his hand as he fell. "I did not think there was a man in all Nottinghamshire who could do to me what you have done," said Little John from the ground. "I, too," cried Robin, bursting from the thicket and shouting with laughter. "Oh, man, oh, man, you went over like a bottle knocked from a wall. This fellow tumbled you over with a pretty rap, as I have never seen one tumbled before." Next, turning to the tanner, Robin asked, "What is your name, good fellow?"
"Men call me Arthur of Bland."
"Ha, I have heard your name before. You beat a friend of mine at the Ely Fair last October. The townspeople call him Jocko Nottingham. We call him Will Scathelock. This poor fellow you knocked to the ground is considered the best fighter with the staff in all England. His name is Little John, and I am Robin Hood." Little John rose slowly, as if his bones had been made of glass. He heard Robin ask Arthur to join his band. Arthur accepted joyfully with a snap of his fingers. He swore that there would not be one deer in all Sherwood that would not know the twang of his bowstring. "As for you, Little John," said Robin, "you will start again for Ancaster, but we will go part way with you, for there are other inns that you know nearby." End of Chapter 9. Arthur of Bland, a new member. Good night.
Good night. Good night. Yelly.